Good message this morning. Appreciate that, Brother Scott. I'm trying to get it together. Just hang on. Let's look in the book of Acts, chapter 11. Book of Acts, chapter 11. Amen. Lord is good to us. Better than we deserve. I've reaped a few things, nothing like what I should have. Amen. Amen. Always good to uplift the Lord and praise His name. I wish we could do that tonight. We might have to get right first. Acts chapter 11. Tried to find something else to preach, but the Lord's been dealing me about this, so this is it. Look at verse number 19. They said, "Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen, traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jew only. Some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, and which when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem. They sent forth Barnabas, and that he should go as far as Antioch, who when he came had seen the grace of God, was glad, and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man, and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith. Much people was added unto the Lord. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. When he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. It came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. The disciples were called Christians first in Antioch." As we look here tonight, we see that these are times when persecution had taken place. They had, back at the church of Jerusalem, things had been going on, and God had spoke to the church at Jerusalem, and He had told them to go out and preach the gospel. He told them where to go. But the church at Jerusalem backslid on God and did not go. And persecution came. And it scattered them abroad. And so this thing spreads and goes out to those that had scattered under the persecution and goes on out all the way to Antioch. God begins to use them there at Antioch. The church at Jerusalem heard of what was going on, they said, "Well, let's send Barnabas down there and see what they're doing." Barnabas went down, and when he got there, he seen some wonderful things. He was the Baptist missionary, amen, of the church, associational missionary, amen. But he was different than those today. He was a good man. Amen. And he went down there and he found out that souls were being saved. You know, they were living in hard times. And Brother Scott preached a wonderful message this morning, and we need to hear those things. Say, man, I preached them. I tried to preach them. He's done a lot better job than I can. But I'll tell you what. You know, we look around us today, and we live in a different day, and we see the government and all that's going on there, and how the Sodomites have really infiltrated society, and seems like there's a lot of things going against the church. And we look around, and there's a lot of churches of Laodicea, but I wonder how much they really affect us. How much do these things truly hinder us? Didn't seem to hinder this one too much. I think the problem, part of the problem, is we're looking too much on the outside. We need to sit down and look on the inside. What does it mean to be a Christian? They were first called Christians at Antioch. Notice that the Holy Ghost put a special note in here. I want you to look at verse number 26. He didn't say, and they were called Christians first in Antioch. He said, and the disciples. The distinction. The disciples. They were identified with Christ. Amen. Some of you know I've been going through a few things here for a couple of months, I'm kind of in a holding pattern, and I don't like it, amen. But it's been a time for God to speak to my heart. We look around at things we've done and things that we thought God would do and different things, and it seems like that we might have done a little, let me tell you, God just stripped it all away. And it made me look at me. And the kind of Christian that I am. Yeah, we know what the crowd's doing, but what are you doing? What kind of Christian are you? I believe that in this message, he took the veneer off. What he does. You know, a veneer is a pretty thing. Polished up, smooth and beautiful. But you know what those things mostly do? They collect dust. They get smudges on. Until I go back in our day, we had lemon scent flesh. Amen. Y'all remember that though? Every now and then we'll go down the altar and make our pledge with God to see if we can get the dust off. But you're still fooling with the outside. We gotta look on the inside. I believe God would like it tonight if we had just sat down here for just a little while. It's no great message. It's no great thing. My friend, we gotta get back to the basics of what it is to be a Christian. I believe he'd like for us not to think about our neighbor. Or the church down the road. or the government. But where are you? What kind of children? Not your husband, not your children, not your mom and daddy, not your pastor. Amen. I'm talking about you. What kind of Christian are you tonight? I wonder, as we look around, that name is given to nearly everybody today. Amen? But these people did not call this name upon themselves. It was like a badge of honor being given unto them. That other people outside the realm of Christianity would say they are Christian. To attach Christ's name, to identify them with Christ and say that is the kind of person they are. They are Christian. What does it mean to be a Christian? I believe that Barnabas here would make a Christian. Amen. I believe some of these people here in this passage of Scripture would make a good Christian. Amen. We've done put all our rules and ideas on what a Christian is. Amen. And some of it ain't even in the Bible. That we face things on. Amen. We figure we all right. I'm going to tell you something. I set services here. That back in the old church, the people have been hanging from the rafters. I didn't even hear hardly a drunk. Said they've been some change. Amen. What change? Yes, listen. When we get saved, we are to come together and fellowship one with another. Amen. And the church is made up of believers, but you didn't get saved all at once. You were saved one by one by one. God dealing with you individually, amen. And my friend, to keep yourself right with God, you're going to have to deal with Him all on your lonesome, amen. And individually make sure that you're a Christian, amen. What does it mean to be a Christian? Oh, I'm afraid that we've lost our devotion to the cross of Christ and to Jesus, who died upon that cross and suffered for our sins. I believe we've lost a lot of the devotion and the love that we had for Him to be a Christian. What does it mean to be a Christian? Father, we ask You to help us tonight. Lord, I thank You, Lord, for filling my soul. Lord, I pray, Lord, You'd have mercy on me and help me. Lord God, I thank You for what You've done. I thank You, Lord, for what You're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to say, number one, look at verse number 23. Who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad. You know what the first thing means about being a Christian? Salvation. Amen. My friend, you can't be a Christian without being saved. My friend, tonight, if you're lost, my friend, you cannot pray like you ought to. You cannot serve God like you ought to. Amen. You cannot be faithful to the house of God. You cannot be faithful to God. Listen, the flesh cannot please God. Amen. Oh, I wonder for that. Listen, even as Christians, we might not do good for very long, but I tell you what, as a lost person, you can hang her up tonight, amen. What kind of Christian are you? Amen. What does it mean to be a Christian? Well, I'm going to tell you something. If you're a real Christian, now listen now, I'm not talking about you saved. If you are saved, okay? I'm talking about if you're a Christian. There's salvation going on somewhere around. These Christians went down to another place, amen. And they began to preach the gospel even to the Greeks. Amen. They went down preaching to the Jew, only wound up preaching to the Greeks. The Greeks began to get saved. Barnabas got down there. He said, I'm going to get Paul, amen, and bring him over here. We need some help. Boy, I'm telling you what, they were saying about salvation. Amen. He said he saw the grace of God. You know what that is? That's saved people, amen. That's people that's been born again and washed in the blood of Christ. Amen. Real Christians don't have something to do with salvation somewhere. Because that's what he likes to talk about. Amen. That's what he likes to do. Amen. He likes to tell people about Jesus. He likes to stir them up, amen, about what a wonderful Savior he has, amen. He likes to tell them how he has bought out those slave market of sin and saved from hell, amen. He can't help but tell them, amen. And I'm telling you today that people are not hungry for souls no more. They're not thirsting anymore. Oh, what did the old man of God say? Give me Scotland or I die. But if it be dead meat today, amen. Because there's nobody crying out. There's nobody hungry for a soul. There's nobody we even want to tell nobody about Jesus. What does it mean? Others were told and they were called in. The grace of God was abound. Amen. Well, when Barnabas went in there, he saw something great going on. Amen. Souls are being saved. My. Oh, it's sad today. What kind of Christian are you? Courage. Oh, you tell me God won't work. You tell me God won't save a soul.
Most souls I led to the Lord, that's back to tell us whole bunch of people. It was worth every step of the way. See the grace of God. Amen. Huh? You ain't gonna get stirred up.
Somebody I was talking to them, they said, well, I tell you what, I'm not going to get under conviction about not standing in the line at Kmart and hammering everybody that's in. Oh, the church at Jerusalem, a great church!
A lot of what Brother Scott preached this morning. Oh, I'm going to tell you what. My friend, we just obey God and do not do what we want to do as a Christian. As a church, it can happen overnight. You hear me, this thing can be destroyed. Before you ever fight it. Pass something up. I feel like it's just barely holding. I'm trying to get something in. It's just barely holding. I feel like it's been something to break loose. Something. I don't want to hold something. Amen. Amen.
What does it mean to be a Christian?
Let me ask something. You didn't call me. Thousands of people in that room. You found out it was when it blew that whole field.
Oh, I heard a lot. I did, and I appreciate it. Amen. I know some of you did too. I know you did too. I had a lot of confidence. Oh, listen, are you a Christian tonight? What about, what does it mean to be a Christian?
Another thing I see is listen to what he says here.
Look at verse 23 and let's look toward the end there. He says, and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. I wanted the Lord. Amen. Because I fell in love with Jesus the day I got saved. Oh, I'm telling you, He's everything. You cleave unto the Lord. What does that mean? Well, let's look here just a minute. Let's go to 2 Kings and look in chapter 18 and let's look at verse number 6. Well, let's go back just a little bit. Here talking about a great king, talking about Hezekiah. And the first thing you see there is sanctification. He's taking down the images. He's breaking in pieces the brazen serpent. And all those things that the people are worshiping. Look at verse number 6. For he clave to the Lord and departed not from following him, but kept his commandments with the Lord.
Now listen, I'm not sinful. I was talking to a man the other day that talked after this. And of course they believe in losing salvation. Talking about enduring to me and you know those things. I don't know how anybody in America could think that. Amen. They enjoying it. Boy, I'm going to tell you what. You put my sins away. If you want to look clean to the Lord, you got to save sin. I wonder tonight, would there be anybody that would look at me? What is it that you're struggling with? Will you ever get rid of all? Can you weep over your sins? Or do you just decide to live? That part's all right because nobody knows. Amen. I'll be okay. Because I still serve God. Oh, where old Joshua told him, no, he ain't making me take it.
I'll tell you something else. I'm tell you, we're getting on this.
Said he was a good man. Are you a good man? A Christian is a good man. How are you in your daily? How are you in your walk with the Lord?
When I was talking to that fellow that believed that some folks believe that you can become sinless, you know. What it is they have a different view of what sin is. Amen. Disobedience to the commandments of God. Now don't get me wrong, I ain't talking about sin commandments. I'm talking about go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every person. I'm talking about be ye holy as I'm holy. I'm talking about some of them kind of things. They thought, well, that's not sin. I never thought that. God convicted me about it, amen. What about it tonight? I mean, there should be some sanctification going on in your life.
Know why?
What does it mean? Then let me say this.
The Spirit of
Look at what he says here in verse 24. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people were added unto the Lord. I'm talking about being filled with the Spirit. Amen. I'm not charismatic. Amen. I'm Baptist. But a lot of Baptists, I think, got it mixed up. I mean, they think because they're blessed at work and they're blessed in their finances and they're blessed in their home and they're blessed in their health, I think they're getting that mixed up with something to do with the Holy Ghost. I hear a lot of Baptists say, oh, I got Spirit. But are you filled with Spirit? Now I tell you, you take a man that's really filled with the Spirit of God, I don't doubt that he may not know just how filled he is. I tell you what, a man knows when he's not. We try to take the Spirit and think, well, we'll just be filled with the Spirit when we go to preach down at the prison. That ain't what he said. He said, be filled with the Spirit. How else can you be? I'm talking about a real Christian. How can you be a Christian and not be filled with the Spirit? This was not done by man. It cannot be operated by man. It cannot be made by man. It has to be done. I'm talking about being full of the Spirit. All these things we've talked about tonight, the witness and those things. Let me tell you something. I've seen the independent Baptists, amen. I've seen some of them that will witness. I've seen some of them that are so calculated and cold, amen. I'm telling you, you can see that they're willing to tell somebody and they're glad to come up and tell you about some little phrase they have that they tell somebody all the time that should shake them out of their boots.
Loving kindness with grace and mercy.
What is it?
Amen. Cleave unto the Lord.
Are you filled?
Who could stand up tonight and say, filled with the Spirit?
All through that book of Acts, you see these things going on.
I think it's like 7, 8, 9 times. All of them wasn't that talking to them. But one of them was trying to do that. You see. be a Christian. I want to connect. Well, you know, a man knows when God's on to him. You know when you witness to somebody, if God really is. You know when you get up to preach or you go to do those things, you know when God was all over you. Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you what, we need God to break us and break our hearts and fill us with God. Be a broken vessel, empty mouth, full of God. Oh, this generation that we're living in is going fast, but I'm telling you, I was here. I, Lord knows, I ain't trying to hurt the church or nobody here. I love Brother Charlie. He's the best pastor in the, that I know of. Amen. I think he does right. I'm going to tell you something. And I don't mean this in a bad way, I promise you. When I left here, went and pastored a little bit, and of course I got this message. But I'm going to tell you something. When it comes time to come back here, I'm ready to get back. I still love every one of you. I still think it's the greatest church on earth. I'm going to tell you something changed. Something changed. It wasn't the same. Are you healed? Are you hungry for God? Do you cleave unto the Lord? Are you a good man? Are you trying to win the lost to Christ? Does it break your heart? Do you hurt when other people hurt? Oh, listen. Do you feel inside that there's a great need? That there's need to draw closer to God, that you need to serve God, that you need to try to win somebody before they die and go to hell. I know, and it's sad. I've had times in my life when I could not help but tell somebody about you. Too many. Would you be filled with the Spirit? See, all them things around us and all them outside things, yes, they're not right. Yes, we need to try to stand for what's right and all those things. But I'm telling you, we need to get right first. If we're going to make a dent, if we're going to stand for God, if we're going to keep going, if the young people of this church are going to keep going, it's going to take the Spirit of God. Well, we used to. See folks get up, testify. I'm talking about tell they just was in love with God. It wasn't just about how bad things have been for me. It wasn't just about, well, you know, I love the Lord and I love the church. No, there was something coming from here. I'm telling you, you can tell.
Mark Church is, it ain't, like I said, I still believe this is the best church there is. And I'm telling you, I've been to some other independent Baptist churches that I used to go to that was a lot like our church. I'm telling you, they ain't there no more. But what about you tonight? How are you? Are you a real Christian tonight? The altars is open. The Lord's dealt with you. Won't you come tonight? The veneer only lasts so long. You know whether or not you're where you ought to be with God. You know if you're walking in the Spirit. Well, so many folks now have prayed and thought, well, the Lord didn't do this, the Lord didn't do that, and they copped out on God. They said, oh, well, if it ain't happened by now, it's not going to happen. Maybe it didn't happen because of you. Won't you come? The only one thing don't matter when we see him. But you gave him y'all. Let him have all of you there was to have. To turn from idols to serve the living God. What does it mean to be a Christian? Christ paid it all. That's one thing we know, our penalty's been paid.